Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. Peter's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. Warp Speed Growth is another book, both outstanding books. Those are his bookends around which he's going to be launching a brand new book coming up in a few months. Peter, you want to say anything about that book?
Oh, sure. That book's about growth. It's about how to grow revenue, time, and people, and it fits directly into the conversation we're having now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you don't be doing any growing unless you act.
Right. And you promised to launch that book on the show, haven't you?
I promised to talk to you about it and let your friends, the listeners, have as much access as possible,
We'll give you all of that. Peter, one of the things that I've talked a lot about and that I believe with all my heart, and that is that one of the, you can't have real entrepreneurial success, in my opinion, if you can't become comfortable with the dynamic, the relationship between success and failure, the way they play off of each other, how one, you know, one, they almost feed off of each other. Success is, you know, sometimes there's some failures that happen from successes. There are successes that are spawned from failures, et cetera, et cetera. And all of that, regardless, requires you to take action, doesn't it?
It all assumes that you take action. It also assumes that you're willing to assume that whatever action you take is the launching point for the next step. Now, so that's the way that you want to look at failure if you want to grow. I don't often quote James Joyce, but I'm going to now. A man's errors are his portals of discovery.
Say that again.
A man's errors are his portals of discovery.
Yeah, absolutely.
The decision that we make is that when I do something that I wish I had not done, it's the launching point for my next learning. It's the next point of growth. When I make that decision, I'm going to act from my error to learn and turn it into success.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make errors. I don't want to never make mm-hmm. errors. I want to act.
Well, the quote that has been popularized and modernized that Thomas Edison said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Exactly right. So what we wind up doing is, like Edison, like James Joyce, like a lot of people, we take action, and sometimes we don't like it, but each time we learn from it and mm-hmm. grow from it. The point is not to succeed once. The point is to learn to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we act to learn to grow ourselves and our businesses.
And if... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you were talking earlier about, have people who have a hard time taking action. That's the reason why I keep coming back to a healthy relationship with failure. Because if you have that, if you have all the things that you just mentioned, all the quotes that we just gave, if you understand those things, you actually will take action, even though you know that maybe the odds are against you. You'll take action, not wanting to fail, but not minding failing, because you know you're going to learn something, and it might take failure to discover the key. A quick success might not actually give you the key to the ultimate quest, so to speak. What do you think?
Then I don't think you're defining failure. I think you're defining success by finding what you need.
There you go.
You don't fail
there
at
you
all.
Go. That, and yeah. what you just did is what I'm talking about. You Peter have a healthy relationship with the dynamic of success and failure, the relationship of success and failure.
And I also have a healthy respect for when I choose to act and not react.
Mm-hmm.
And I think each of us have that ability, and we each know how to do it, and we each gain more when we choose to act more often.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Wrap it up for us.
I think the way to look at this is that I make choices all day long. Do I wait or do I act? I can wait and act, but do I wait or do I and react, or do I choose to be the captain of my ship and to sail it forward? And when I make that choice to be the arbiter of my own fate, I'm acting. I will succeed much more often and much better when I choose to act more often.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my wrap-up.
Well, and exactly, and a perfect example of that is the way you define your brand, as opposed to allowing other people to define your brand.
And the way you choose to work in the economy as opposed to waiting for the economy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Give us the website again, Peter.
MeyerGrp.com. And thank you very much for this, Jim.
Thanks, Peter, as always. We always get smarter when you join us. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, MeyerGrp.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, telling you that whenever you get a chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.